A Jewish Journal article. The ICC opens a new front in the war against Israel. Why we must fight. The media line, you don't have to be a lawyer to know the drill. Heads, Israel loses. Tails, Palestinians win. When it comes to the Palestinian Authority's abject failure to deal seriously with the COVID-19 pandemic, Israel is an occupying power with the responsibility to inoculate all Palestinians. The fact that the Palestinian Authority has the legal responsibility and a health ministry is irrelevant. Israel is cast as an immoral Goliath monster. This time its main weapon isn't an F-35 but its biomedical prowess and high-tech connections. However, when it comes to putting Israel in the docket of a kangaroo court, the International Criminal Court (ICC) announces it is treating Palestine as a sovereign nation. The Jewish state, its political leadership, generals and soldiers could be placed on Interpol watchlists, be detained at airports, barred from entering other countries and even be schlepped into courts and put on show trial, paraded as war criminals, for the chutzpah of protecting their fellow Israeli citizens from criminal terrorists like Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah. Speaking of these organizations, the leaders and their deadly operatives have little to fear from the ICC. That court will never hold them responsible for their targeted serial attacks against Israeli civilians living within their internationally recognized borders. There are observers and legal experts whom I respect, who would counsel the State of Israel to pay no heed to the ICC's shenanigans. Jerusalem, like the United States, they would rightly point out, never signed on to give the court any jurisdiction, so the ICC threats have no stature or legal standing. I'm not a lawyer, but doing nothing is a luxury Israel and her Zionist supporters don't really have. The ICC gambit and its timing when the United States is re-embracing international addresses including the anti-Israel UN Human Rights Council and the Iran nuclear agreement, cannot go unchallenged, especially in the court of international opinion. ICC's lurid indictment of a people defending itself from terrorists rather than going after the terrorists themselves, targets one nation and one nation only, Israel. It fulfills, on steroids, Nathan Sharansky's and Erwin Kotler's classic 3Ds of contemporary antisemitism masquerading as criticism of the Jewish state. The ICC is guilty of a whopping double standard. Its goal is to demonize Israelis by hanging the sign, war criminals, around their necks, read Nazis, for defending themselves from mass murderers, and to delegitimize Israel's political leadership by isolating the Jewish state in the international community and de facto keeping key leaders from traveling around the world. Exaggerating, you say? I think not. I feel like we have been to this rodeo before. In the coming months, the United Nations, which maintains its stoic silence on the plight of the Uyghurs and Christians in China, on the bludgeoning of democracy in Hong Kong, on the mass murder of Christians in Nigeria, on the crushing of the people of Venezuela, and the murder of innocent citizens of Iran by Ayatollah Khamenei's thugs, is preparing a Durban IV celebration, marking 20 years since 3,500 NGO Guiding Lights of Civil Society unleashed an assault on Israel and the Jewish people that we are still reeling from. Back in 2001, along with my colleague Shimon Samuels, we served as spokesmen for the undermanned Jewish groups there as we were assaulted by Iranian delegates, witnessed tens of thousands of trade unionists rally against Nazi Israel, then watched helplessly as a book-sized anti-Semitic screed was voted on with Stalinist-like speed and handed to the United Nations for further action. It was this meeting in Durban, South Africa that formalized the big lies casting Israel as a racist entity and labeling it an apartheid state. In 2021, academics and well-funded student groups around the world serially pummel Israel and her supporters with BDS, boycott, divestment and sanctions, lies, spawning bullying of Jewish students who stand up for Zionism out of leadership positions in student government. It is no wonder that such an environment also spawns blatant antisemitism. Now the ICC's illegal decision to recognize the non-existent state of Palestine and to investigate Israel for possible war crimes means the opening of a new front in the war against the world's largest Jewish community. It also guarantees a tsunami of colloquia at law schools and articles in legal journals attacking Israel. One key question going forward is what will the new Biden administration do in this case? America is no mere bystander. If Israelis can be prosecuted for imaginary crimes in Gaza, so can Americans be targeted for their actions in Iraq, Afghanistan or Syria. If Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu or members of his cabinet can be indicted for military actions, so could former U.S. Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump, or potentially President Joe Biden. When I asked Holocaust survivor and Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal why he chose to dedicate his life to bringing Nazi war criminals before the bar of justice, he said that one reason was that he wanted to help rehabilitate the fundamentals of justice, which the Nazis had almost succeeded in obliterating. Were he alive today, he would denounce the ICC's reckless and shameless politicization of justice to punish Jews for defending themselves from those committed to finish Hitler's genocidal goals. Rabbi Abraham Cooper is the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Associate Dean and Global Director of its Ed Snyder Social Action Institute.